Perhaps it's appropriate for Talking History during the week of Labor Day to report that slave labor history is about to be revived at the hands of none other than a bipartisan congressional committee. Visitors 200 years ago wrote of the irony of slaves building the first American temples of freedom, the Capitol, and what was then called the President's House in Washington, D.C. They noted that in the construction of those buildings, which took place in the 1790s, slaves rented out by Maryland and Virginia farmers for $5 a month held many of the federal construction jobs. But that history had nearly died until leaders of the House and Senate approved a task force to recognize the slaves' roles. And the role slaves played in the construction was not limited to common labor. Indeed, reports suggest that some slaves worked as operators and managers of the quarry and a lumber mill that provided the main construction materials. One slave, Philip Reed, ran the foundry and managed the slaves who cast the 18-foot, 10-ton bronze monument atop the Capitol Dome. And a free black man from Baltimore, Benjamin Banneker, did much of the government surveying around the swampy farms that make up what is now downtown Washington. According to historian Ed Hodling, slave labor was not what then-President George Washington had in mind when planning for the Capitol's construction got underway in 1791. The government and its contractors initially sought white craftsmen, but the prevalence of slave labor in the area suppressed prevailing wages and made recruitment difficult. Thomas Jefferson, whom Washington named a commissioner in the city's construction, favored slave labor because it was cheaper, and he secured permission to hire up to 100 slaves a year. Hodling estimates that about 400 of the 650 workers on the Capitol's first two big projects were slaves. Now their story will be told.